Introduction. ADP 3-90, Offense and Defense, articulates how Army forces conduct the offense and defense. It contains the fundamental tactics related to the execution of these elements of decisive action. Tactics employs, orders arrangement of, and directs actions of forces in relation to each other. Commanders select tactics that place their forces in positions of relative advantage. The selected tactics support the attainment of goals. Tactics create multiple dilemmas for an enemy, allowing the friendly commander to defeat the enemy in detail. Successful tactics require synchronizing all the elements of combat power. ADP 3-90 is the introductory reference for all Army professionals studying the art and science of tactics. The five chapters of ADP 3-90 focus on the tactics used to employ available means to prevail during large-scale ground combat, in the offense and the defense, and they constitute the Army's collective view of how it conducts prompt and sustained tactical offensive and defensive operations on land. All tactics require judgment in application. This publication is not prescriptive, but it is authoritative. ADP 3-90 standardizes the lexicon commanders use to describe the conduct of offensive, defensive, and supporting enabling operations. It focuses on the employment of combined arms in combat operations. ADP 3-90 has five chapters. Chapter 1 introduces the art and science of tactics. The key points contained within Chapter 1 include: an opponent is always thinking and seeking ways to prevail. Some of those ways may be considered out of bounds by the U.S. and Unified Action Partner forces. A force is always in some form of contact. Mastering the art and science of tactics requires constant study and training. Doctrine provides a set of tools that leaders adapt to meet the needs and conditions associated with their specific situations. Chapter 2 defines basic tactical concepts and echelons associated with the conduct of both the offense and defense. It illustrates the doctrinal taxonomy established in ADP 3.0. That doctrinal taxonomy is the basis for the organization of chapters 3 through 5. Chapter 2 also defines echelons from the fire team to the field army. Chapter 3 provides the basics of the offense. It discusses the purposes and characteristics of the offense. It defines the four types of offensive operations. It addresses common offensive control measures and discusses common offensive planning considerations by warfighting function. The chapter closes with a discussion of transitions to either defensive or stability operations. Chapter 4 provides the basics of the defense. It discusses the purposes and characteristics of the defense. It defines the three types of defensive operations. It addresses common defensive control measures and then discusses common defensive planning considerations by warfighting function. The chapter closes with a discussion of transitions to offensive or stability operations. Chapter 5 addresses those enabling operations that are not the subject of their own publications. Commanders conduct enabling operations as shaping or supporting efforts during decisive action, but they are not primarily offensive, defensive, and stability operations, or defense support of civil authorities tasks. Chapter 5 introduces reconnaissance, security operations, troop movement, relief in place, and passage of lines.